From WKAR at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports with Al Martin.
Johnny Peralta lines one to right field for a base hit.
Miguel Cabrera, game-winning walk-off home run.
The champagne is flowing in the Tigers clubhouse.
I would have never, ever thought that I would have been in the Michigan Hall of Fame as a kid when I first picked up a basketball on 512 Gray Street in Flint, Michigan.
Thomas drives from the left side, goes up and banks it in. Jasmine Thomas.
Just the joy you get from watching it, like a JV wrestler. Getting his first match ever. That makes it worthwhile as a coach.
It's a fake. Bates is going to throw.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. Is it Friday already? Man, this week has gone by quick. Good afternoon on this last edition of Current Sports for the month of June. It's June 28th, 2013, and we have a very special edition of Current Sports for you all today. Now, as always, I'm your host, Al Martin. Today, we'll be talking about the pick from the Pistons that has many fans a little bit disappointed. The Tigers get swept by the Angels, no surprise there though, and this Aaron Hernandez fiasco gets more and more disturbing. We'll talk about all of that, but before we do, like I said, this is a very special edition of Current Sports, our very first Trivia Day. Yes, remember though that you can let your voice be heard here on the show, and it's pretty simple to do so. Follow me on Twitter at AlMartinWKAR, like Current Sports on Facebook at facebook.com/currentsports, or even email me at almartin at wkar.org. Don't be shy. Hit us up. We want to hear what's on your mind. And, of course, you always know that you can hit us up. Give us a ring by calling 517-355-9527. Well, it's the last Current Sports episode for the month of June. And as I've just stated, we've decided to dedicate this episode to sports knowledge. Now, it's our very first Trivia Day, ladies and gents. Production assistant Matt Lutke has prepared a list of questions in which production assistant Alex Shard and I will battle it out to see who can answer the most questions and win the competition. Folks, Trivia Day starts right now. Oh, man, you see, this is serious. Anytime you have that's like American Gladiator type music from back in the day. This is on like Donkey Kong. I'm ready. You guys ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Well, you're.
I'm pumped.
You already beat up on me, Al, for the month of June picks.
As far as the picks
I'm
go.
Coming
this,
back,
this is
baby.
A clean slate. This is Trivia Day. I'm extremely competitive. I'm a little nervous, though, Matt. I'm going to toss it over to you because you have all of the rules, how this thing is going to go down.
Break it down.
Go ahead, man.
All right, let's run through this. This is our Current Sports Month in Review Trivia. I'd say 90% of the answers happened in the month of June. I have a couple throwbacks in there just to keep you guys on your toes.
Uh-oh, okay.
But a large majority of these events took place in June. All right, so we're going to have a few toss-up questions. Now, each round has a toss-up question. Whoever gets that question right gets three bonus questions that they themselves answer. The other person cannot ring in. Now, If, let's say, the toss-up question goes unanswered, we will save the bonus questions for the lightning round at the end of the program.
Okay.
The winner will obviously just get pride right now. We don't have any stakes right now, but we're working
well,
on that.
Well, good. This is the first one, so.
Now, a toss-up question is worth 10 points. The solo bonus questions are worth 5, and if you sweep the bonus round, get all three questions right, you get an extra 20 points.
Wow.
At the end, we'll have a final question. You can wager all the points you have, try and beat the other guy. Aaron, our lovely engineer.
Aaron, we finally get to hear from Aaron. This is Aaron's debut on Current Sports. Aaron is our outstanding engineer. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? It's been like, I don't know, how many days?
Six weeks, five weeks, something like that.
I like it behind the glass.
Well, you know.
I feel safe.
He's like Batman.
We're going to break you out of that shell eventually, Aaron. And today's the day.
Today's the day.
He's going to be our scorekeeper. He is going to judge. He's an impartial judge. He will determine who rings in first. Now, we don't have buzzers, but the contestants will turn on their microphones. Aaron will, you know, kind of settle any disputes over who rang in first, and we'll go from there. But all right, let's fasten our seatbelts. Let's strap in.
I'm nervous. All right,
let's do this. First question. This one's kind of a softball. All right. This classic American cuisine was recently thrust into sports headlines when Spanish golfer Sergio Garcia bit off more than he could chew after suggesting serving it to fellow golfer Tiger Woods. This month, a fan shouted it loudly to Garcia at the U.S. Open in a clip that was arguably the most interesting part of his weekend. Who do we got?
Al.
Oh, baby.
Al rings in first.
You were in this, Aaron? I think I had that.
I had, and I was fair. I had my hands on the table, and you have to wait till Matt's done with the question on the table, and then boom.
First question to dispute. That's a good
wow.
start.
We're off to it.
All right, Al, your answer.
Fried chicken, baby. I love
correct.
Fried chicken.
That was a gimme.
That is a gimme. Told you we'd start slow.
Oh, I'm feeling
slow.
Good now. We're starting slow.
All right, so your bonus category is coaching carousel. This deals with all three questions deal with the NBA coaching carousel at the end of this season.
Okay. Actually, you know what? I've made a mistake.
Oh,
no.
My gosh.
A referee is just
I know. I knew I had it.
A replacement ref. Oh, my gosh.
Man, replacement refs.
What's up with
I feel
that?
Bad for him.
Yeah,
Al,
you did not chime in.
It was actually Alex.
It was Alex?
Knew I got it.
Hold on, where are your hands at?
All right. Okay. So are we going to give it to Alex?
We're going to give it to Alex, and let's just say straight.
But he didn't have the
I think we can safely assume.
I think we could safely assume I would have guessed.
That he would have
gotten
it.
Man, they're trying to rig me already.
All right,
give it to him.
But now, Al, you got to pay attention to these bonuses, because if he gets a bonus question wrong, you can steal it.
Okay.
So stay on your toes.
All right, I'm on my toes.
Alex.
Yes.
After an illustrious 19-year career finally came to an end this season, this surefire Hall of Famer, 10-time All-Star, 5-time All-Defense, 1-time NBA champion, was hired by the Brooklyn Nets, the franchise he led to 2 consecutive finals appearances in the early 2000s.
And this is a bonus?
This is a bonus.
This is a bonus.
This is the first round.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go with the Jason Kidd.
The Jason
Kidd. Basketball.
Is correct.
His name is not the Jason. It's Jason Kidd. He got that wrong.
So,
no, get kidding. Out of here.
I'm kidding.
So that,
kidding.
Wow, Alex, you are rolling. All right, next question. It's going to get a little tougher here. This longtime Spurs assistant briefly played professional basketball in Denmark before joining the franchise as a video assistant in 1994. He was promoted to assistant coach the following season and has been coach Greg Popovich's right-hand man for the last 6. He was a member of the Spurs staff during the current NBA Finals run, which just wrapped up in June, and was selected to coach the Atlanta Hawks next season. Who is this fresh face in the NBA head coaching ranks?
Man, that's a tough question.
Yeah, you were giving me trash about Jason Kidd.
Yeah,
and then,
you're right.
Yeah, then boom, shakalaka.
And it's not even that is that much harder. It's not even that is a research question. That's just
that's a
pretty fresh
question.
That's tough. I'm going to pass that to Al.
All right. Al, it's all you. You can steal for 5 points.
For 5 points. What's the score right now?
I believe it is 15-0.
Now you don't get any points off deducted if you guess.
No,
correct?
Not at all.
Okay.
Feel free to.
So I may as well just guess someone.
Right.
You can guess. Go ahead. Take a shot at it.
Man, let's go with. This is. I mean, there's no way this is right. But we'll go with Brian Shaw.
Brian Shaw is incorrect. So you stay at 15. All right, Al. Now it's all you. Steal for 5.
This is tough.
It is
you
tough.
You said it was a. He was on the.
He was a Spurs assistant.
And then videographer at one point?
Yeah, he was a video assistant in 1994. He is the new coach of the Atlanta Hawks.
New coach of the Atlanta Hawks.
Is it. Please, Jesus, let's be right. I think Mike.
I'm going to keep my poker face, so you're not going to know.
No, I don't want to go with Mike. Let me.
Like Mike?
I'm going to risk it. Mike Budenholzer, I think.
All right.
Budenholzer. I think that's his name. He's got a weird last
Mike
name.
Mike Budenholzer. I'm going to award you 5 points.
Yes.
Al, with the successful steal.
Boom shakalaka, baby.
Boom. All right.
I went with my heart, and it worked.
That
all right.
Great.
There we go.
All right. So now, I think we're going to go, we're going to stick with Al because he got the bonus question right. Sorry, Alex.
No, it's
all right,
fine.
This one. All right. Question three. This is the last of the coaching carousel questions. After news broke of the Nets hiring Jason Kidd, this former All-Star Center's son, who shares his name, took to Twitter to bemoan the decision and the fact that even after 9 years as an NBA assistant, his father still could not get a head coaching job. In mid-June, he was introduced as the Charlotte Bobcats' new associate head coach. Who is this Hall of Fame big man?
Ooh, wow, that's tough. Hall of Fame big man.
Hall of Fame
can
big
we,
man.
Can you read that one more time?
All right. All right, so the Nets hire Jason Kidd. His son goes on Twitter to kind of bemoan the fact that even after 9 years as an assistant coach, his dad still couldn't get a head coaching job. He was just introduced as the Charlotte Bobcats' new associate head coach. Who is this Hall of Fame big man?
Wow. Can I ask what year did he play?
Jeez. I'll give you, oh man. He was around in the era of Space Jam.
Of Space Jam, okay. Big man. I'm stuck. Oh man.
If you can't get
in
it,
the era, he wasn't in Space Jam.
He wasn't in, yeah, because if he was in Space Jam, that would be
that
different.
That would be an easy one. Man. Ah.
I never said he wasn't. He
really?
Might be in Space Jam. I don't know.
Really?
Actually, I do know, but I'm not going to tell you.
Is he? Okay, you know what? I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea who this is, but he might be in Space Jam. The only big man I know who is in Space Jam is Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing is correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Patrick Ewing Jr. goes on Twitter and complains that his dad could not get a head coaching job.
Yes.
Of course, he's been an assistant with the Magic, I believe the Rockets
yes,
as well.
Yes, he was. Yep. Come to think about it. Okay.
Now, when we have our discussion on what qualifies as a sport, and Matt is an excellent poker player, when we get into our poker segment...
I am a terrible poker player. Or am I?
I could not.
See?
Let's go.
I got you guys all out of sorts. All right, let's move on. Next toss-up. All right. Actually, Aaron, what is the score after the first round here?
Alex has 15. Al has 10.
Nice.
Oh,
great announcer voice.
This is close. That was nice.
That was perfect. All right. Next toss-up.
Alex Trebek.
Former point guard ranks fifth all-time in steals and 10th in assists. As a member of the Philadelphia 76ers, he won a title in 1983 and was named to four straight All-NBA defensive teams. After coaching stints in Portland and Philadelphia ended poorly, he was hired in 2009 as an assistant coach to the Oklahoma City Thunder. This month, Joe Dumars announced he had become the new head coach of the Detroit Pistons. This one's easy, guys. Who is it?
Al.
Al.
This time,
all right.
And this time, I'm right.
Yes.
Man, these are close calls.
Man. Yes, they are.
All right.
That's easy. Maurice Cheeks.
You got it. Mo Cheeks. All right.
All right.
So that is 10 more points for Al. You have unlocked the second try question bonus round.
Second tier bonus.
Beautiful. And this segment, or this category, I suppose, is sports and politics.
Okay.
Question one. In one of the more bizarre stories of the month, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft made headlines when he claimed this world leader had stolen one of his Super Bowl rings. While denying stealing the ring, the diplomat did not deny taking it as a gift, and it resides currently in the Kremlin Museum over in Russia. Who is this world leader?
Oh, man. I have no idea.
No idea.
He's a world leader.
He is a world leader.
Wow.
I remember this story.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely around.
I have no clue.
All right. Al's going to pass.
I'm passing.
Alex,
I have no clue.
For the steal.
Should at least guess. Take a guess.
Well, I mean, all right. Well, no. World leader.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what. I have no clue. I'm just going to pass. No guess. I'll sound like an idiot.
All right.
I'll say Nelson Mandela or something.
Can you read the beginning of the question again?
The beginning of the question? All right.
Yeah.
So one of the more bizarre stories of the month. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft made headlines when he claimed this world leader had stolen one of his Super Bowl rings. While denying stealing the ring, the diplomat did not deny taking it as a gift, and it currently resides in the Kremlin Museum. Who is this
man,
world leader?
I remember seeing this.
Even remember this story.
I remember. I just can't put a point on. I'm going to guess the owner of the Nets. His name is...
You're in the right country. Wrong guy.
Wrong guy.
Wrong guy.
At least take a stab at it. Okay.
All right.
Who was the villain here?
The villain? Well, I guess villain. It's Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
Come on, guys.
I wouldn't have got that.
All right.
At all.
Moving on. So since nobody got it right, Al, this is still your question.
Okay. All right.
All right. We'll skip ahead. We'll get one that I think you guys will get here. All right. In a story that seems to pop up at least once a year, this NFL owner and billionaire recently remarked that he would never change the name of his franchise, which has long garnered flack for being insensitive to Native Americans. This month, he hired a consultant to poll the public on their views of the name and whether or not it should be changed. Who is this outspoken owner?
Oh, that's owner. It's not the commissioner.
Oh. No.
Oh man, I don't know the owner of the team.
That's why it's bonus.
Of course, it's the Washington Redskins.
It is
the name of the Redskins. Of course, it's been getting a lot of publicity as of late.
Right.
I would say Commissioner Goodell, but he's not the owner of the Redskins. I have no idea who the owner of the Redskins is. So
all right,
I have to pass.
Swing and a miss. Here we go, Alex.
Yep.
Is this Redskins or would we say Red Tails? Owner, is he renowned?
He's usually mentioned in articles for spending too much money on guys who don't pan out. Like, he gets ridiculed a lot.
I'm gonna pass too.
All right, all right.
Hey, callers.
Ooh.
If we don't get a question,
yeah,
right,
callers, you can definitely call in and call it 517-355-9527.
I'll mark that. Perfect.
Yeah, if you guys want to call in, if you guys know the owner, don't Google stuff now, all right? Just call in and see if you got it.
They're absolutely going to Google it.
They're going to Google it.
Yep, all right. Moving on. Al, this is back to you. Mm. This might be a tough round. Sports and politics might have been your guys' kryptonite here.
Yeah, this is...
This six-time Pro Bowl center famously skipped out on the customary White House visit to celebrate the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl victory, citing the president's views and comments on Planned Parenthood. The former Raven and longtime Viking graduated from Harvard in 1998 with a degree in economics. Who is this recently retired O-lineman?
And for the Ravens, of course. Oh, man.
This is hilarious.
Silence.
Aaron's just back there chuckling to himself because he has all the answers.
Aaron,
do we have
any thinking music we can put on? Something
similar.
Yeah,
we have like some Jeopardy.
Yeah, we should have got a lot of Jeopardy cues.
I'm lost on this. He skipped out.
You know, mm-hmm. We sound like fools at the beginning because we thought this was going to be
piece of cake. Well,
I also told you it would be pretty easy. We're getting. Don't worry. We'll get to the easy ones.
All right.
There's
I'm
some
lost.
Categories
I
we'll
don't know who
to.
That
yeah.
offensive lineman. We're offensive lineman lost. For the Ravens. He skipped out because he didn't agree with President Obama's views
on Planned Parenthood.
I have no idea. I have to pass.
Alex?
I'm going to pass two, unfortunately.
All right. It is Matt Burke.
Matt Burke. Man, are you kidding
me? See, as soon as I say it, you guys are all just like, oh.
Wow.
Right. Okay. All right. Aaron, what is our score? Is it still the same? Did anybody get any points there?
Yeah. Well, Al had got
right,
10,
the
so
original.
He's up to 20, and then Alex is still at 15.
All right.
All right.
Yikes.
It's close.
So let's, Aaron, for following around's sake, I'm just going to tell you we're skipping to question six here. Now, we'll go back, but this one I know somebody will get. All right. Acquired in a deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks in late 2009, this hurler has slowly worked his way up the Tigers' rotation. In 2012, he fell one strikeout short of the club record for strikeouts in a game and finished second in the American League in strikeouts for the season behind his teammate and club ace, Justin Verlander. This year, he's ascended even higher and became the first Tigers pitcher to begin the season 10-0.
Ah, no, that my finger got stuck.
Oh,
yes,
man.
Yes.
My finger got stuck. All right,
excuses.
Yeah, seriously. So, Alex, I believe it is
Alex.
You.
Let's go with Max Scherzer.
You are correct. Max
man,
Scherzer
I hit the
for
off
10
button.
Points. All right, moving on. Oh, you get a fun category here. This one should be pretty hilarious. Okay, it's transfers.
Ooh.
College sports, could be football, could be basketball.
Okay.
These guys have transferred. All right. Once the heir apparent to Brandon Weeden at Oklahoma State, this highly touted quarterback decided to leave Stillwater in favor of Champaign to play for his childhood favorite, Fighting Illini. A former four-star prospect out of Rochester, Illinois, who is the newest addition to the Big Ten QB fraternity?
And he's playing for what team?
He used to play for Oklahoma State.
Now he's playing for Illinois.
Now he just transferred to Illinois.
Man. And you said something about Brandon Weeden?
Well, he was the heir apparent to
Brandon. Oh, the heir apparent. Okay, well, I was going to say.
He did play last year.
I don't know who
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
When I think of Oklahoma State, I think of just their great receivers.
Right.
Point quarterback, right?
Yes. QB.
Man.
I should know this.
Me too. I'm going to pass to Al.
All right.
You're passing to me. I'm going to at least take a guess.
Okay.
I think I know it. I think it just came to me. I probably would sound like an idiot if I get this wrong. Is it Wes Lunt?
Correct.
Get out.
It's Wes Lunt.
Oh, I'm clutch today.
There you go.
I'm clutch, baby.
All right, so Al steals the bonus round. Here we go. Question two. Recently thought of as a part of a powerful guard trio set to bring a little relevance to Penn State basketball, this senior-to-be made headlines a few times with his decision to transfer from the university. Originally intending to play overseas, he changed his mind in mid-June, deciding instead to stay in college, just not at Penn State. Averaging 15 points last season, who opted out of being part of Penn State's Big Three?
Penn State basketball.
Penn State basketball.
Wow, I'm lost on Penn State basketball. What position?
Guard. He was good. He was one of their two best players, I'd say. Played big against the Spartans and big against Michigan when they upset them back in February.
Right. I feel like I know. His name is. I feel like I know his face.
Right.
But I have to pass, man. I don't know.
All right, Alex.
I think we got to give it to the listeners, guys.
Okay, that one's going to the listeners, too. 0 points awarded for that one. Oh, boy. Okay. So I believe, Al, you are still in control here. Let's go for the third question.
Okay.
Now, this is about the school, not the player. All right. Jerome Seegers has popped up frequently on sports blogs the past few months. Once a member of the mass exodus from a school in turmoil, he briefly flirted with transferring to Auburn to complete his college basketball career. 6 weeks later, and the smack dab middle of June, news broke that he intended on returning to his original school, where he will be immediately eligible. What soon-to-be former Big East school, and they're moving somewhere very familiar, will play, or where will he play his college ball?
Oh, I know this.
You know this one?
I think I know this. And you said former Auburn, am I correct?
No, well, he almost went to Auburn, then he decided to stay where he was before. It was at a program where a lot of players left, a lot of controversy lately.
Okay, yep.
Alex has
it. I know this one.
A lot of controversy lately.
Mm-hmm.
Alex is looking at me like he's ready.
Yeah, he's salivating.
I can't just give this up to him. Is it? Yeah.
Oh, man. Almost.
UConn?
Oh, you're wrong.
No.
I just baited you there.
My gosh.
All right, Alex, okay. For the steal.
I'm going to go with Rutgers.
Rutgers is correct.
Oh, come on.
Controversy.
What am I doing?
Mike Rice.
What am I
Seriously?
Doing?
Hell,
What am I doing?
Okay.
What's the score, Aaron?
Yeah, Aaron, what is the score?
Let me do some math here.
Yeah. Get your abacus out. Add these things up.
I think it's tied up, I think.
I think you still may be up by 5.
You think so?
Because you got one. You stole the first bonus.
It's actually, Al, you have 25. Alex, you have 30.
Oh,
get out.
Tight
wow.
game. All right.
All right.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Toss up number 3. We're going with 3, Aaron. This Atlanta-based radio show recently fired all of its hosts after a comedy bit directed at ALS-afflicted and former New Orleans Saint Steve Gleason was met with equal parts public outrage and ridicule. What is, slash maybe was, I don't know if it still exists, the name of this program?
So it's the name of the of the radio program?
Yes.
So we have to get the call letters and the...
No. You just have to get the name of the show. Just what is their...
Well, I know it was a Yahoo show, wasn't it?
That's
my guess.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
My guess is Yahoo. Is it Yahoo?
You have to say the name of it.
Right.
It's Yahoo. Oh,
like this is current sports.
Current sports at Al Martin. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know the name. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is.
Great.
I know it was Yahoo. I think it was Yahoo. I'm going to pass it out.
All right. Well,
I want to think it. When I reported this story on current sports, I think, was it Jay? I feel like the name Jay is sticking out for some reason. Probably not.
First word rhymes with Jay.
Day.
Yeah. It's no help. That's no help. All right, all right.
No clue.
No clue. So that one will... We should save that one,
so
too.
So this wasn't an athlete, was it? This was a radio show?
The name of the show.
Okay.
Wow. All right, before we get into any more questions, this is intense. I'm down by 5 to Alex right now. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return to Current Sports, we'll dive into part 2 of our Trivia Day segment here. Keep it locked. More Current Sports is coming right up.
I'm WKAR's Mark Bayshore. 7 days a week, Current State brings you the issues, personalities, and events making the heart of Mid-Michigan beat. From government to the arts, sports to education, from business to travel, it's all got a home. It's Current State, weekdays at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on 90.5 FM and at noon on AM 870 WKAR.
Every weekday afternoon at 4, All Things Considered keeps you up to date on current events nationally and around the world. I inform you on what's happening at the state and local levels. Hi, I'm Brad Walker, your host for All Things Considered. Join me as we stay on top of the things that matter to you on All Things Considered, weekdays from 4 until 6 on AM 870 WKAR.
Welcome back to Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. Today we are shaking things up on the show. If you are just now joining us, this is our very first Trivia Day. Matt has a list of questions that he is throwing out to Alex and I, and the person with the most questions right at the end wins the segment. All of these questions are coming from events, sports stories that have taken place this month right now. What's the score, Aaron? What do we got?
We're still at 30 for Alex and then 25 for you.
I'm down by 5 right now. Matt, take it away, man.
All right, so since you guys weren't able to get that last toss-up question, we will save the 3 bonus questions, which are very easy, and I guarantee you'll get them all. We'll save those for the lightning round, so that'll be a nice little extra excitement at the end.
All right.
Let's move on. Next toss-up question. Born in Manitoba, this Stanley Cup champion was drafted 3rd overall in the 2006 NHL draft. Coming to a franchise with tons of history yet little recent success, he was part of a revival of the original six club. Earlier this month, he won the NHL's Frank J. Selke Award for Best Defensive Offenseman over the likes of Pierre Bergeron and Pavel Datsyuk. Who is this captain for the Western Conference champion Blackhawks? Who got it?
Alex.
Man. Oh, my yes. God. Quick trigger.
I'm surprised because I think if it's hockey, I think I got Al on this one because Al and hockey is it's a different league.
It's a different league with hockey. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I believe it's Patrick Kane.
And you would be incorrect.
Ooh.
Al, for the steal.
I had another guess.
For Chicago. And he just won. What award was that again?
He just won the Frank J. Selke Award in addition to a Stanley Cup because they just won.
What position?
Center.
The
captain.
Is it Jonathan Toews?
Jonathan
Toews. My man.
That was my second.
And I don't know hockey. What's up, baby?
Spoke too soon, Alex.
Ha! I've been watching tons of hockey. I've been doing studying, brother. All right.
We'll see if there are more hockey questions.
All right. So that is 10 points for Al, and he just unlocked the category that I like to call Lord Stanley of House Cup. These all deal with the NHL playoffs.
Oh, yes.
All right. First question.
Gotta be with me.
One of the Spartans frequently garnering headlines throughout this year's playoffs, this defenseman was drafted in the 2nd round of the 2002 NHL entry draft. He won a gold medal in 2010 at the Vancouver Olympics, and this month wrapped up his 2nd Stanley Cup. Who is this 2-time All-Star blue liner?
Duncan Keith.
Nailed it. 5 points.
That was an easy one.
There
we
go. Hey, I didn't say they were all going to be tough.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
I'm rolling.
Next question. This another former Spartan. This former Spartan recently reffed this year's Stanley Cup Finals, his first time doing so. A Spartan player from 1989 to 93, he was drafted by the Red Wings in the eighth round of the 1990 NHL entry draft. He played briefly for a host of ECHL and IHL teams, finishing his career in Europe before transitioning to refereeing. He just worked his first Stanley Cup Finals.
And I gave a list of this earlier this month as well. I cannot remember his name, so I have to pass.
Uh-oh.
I will also pass. That's a good one for the
gosh.
Listeners.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Another one for the listeners. Okay.
The listeners, I get in like, come on, listeners, call in. 517-355-9527.
So nobody got that one. We'll move on. This is still to you, Al.
All right.
This ageless wonder fell just short of setting an NHL record for longest gap between Stanley Cup victories. He helped Boston reach the finals, where he sought to win a Stanley Cup 21 years after his last one, before they fell to the Chicago Blackhawks in six games. Ironically, the Blackhawks were his finals opponent in his most recent cup-winning campaign. Widely regarded as an all-time great, who is this rugged winger?
I know his name is, because I remember why I watched the entire Stanley Cup Finals. They brought him on TV, and they said, just like you said,
yep.
I mean, he's the oldest one out there. Give me a sec.
Okay.
I know this.
We're going to have to
And
get,
it's funny, just a,
we
fun,
have some music?
A fun tidbit while we're thinking. Did you guys know that Tim Duncan also held a similar streak in championships won originally? I think it was back in the early 2000s, and then I think he won it.
Right, he won it in
99. And
yep.
then he won it again, what, 13 years later? 12
yep.
years?
He was in line.
I know he was in line there, too.
So, oh my.
Both close, but no cigar.
Man, I know this. I know this. Is there a time limit?
Yeah, your time is up.
Your time.
Can you give us what?
We don't give you any clues, but when your time's up, it's up.
Can you give us what teams this guy has played for?
Oh, I know.
Other teams?
Well, I no, we can't do that because the second Matt says the one
you're
going to
know who it is.
Well, you're going to know who
he has. He has played for the Philadelphia Flyers very recently.
Okay.
And if you want, as a referee, well, I will. He's also a international player.
He is. He won a gold medal in 1998,
If Alex gets this wrong, can I come back to this and get it right?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't think that's how we play the game.
Go, take your time. Take your time.
No, I...
We've got 28 minutes left in the show.
I know this, too. They showed him on TV. He had a beard, I think.
That doesn't narrow it down that
no,
much, though.
It does not.
Everybody grows a playoff beard.
Go ahead, Alex, man. I'd give up.
For the Boston Bruins. Is it Bergeron?
It is not Bergeron. You guys, his first and last name start with the same letter. Yet neither of them are pronounced how an American would pronounce them.
And it comes after F.
Well, yeah. Nothing. Oh, my gosh, guys.
Wow.
He played for the Pittsburgh Penguins with Mario Lemieux in the 90s when he won his Stanley Cups. He won a gold medal with the Czech Republic in 1998.
And this is the same letter for the first and last name?
Yes, he has an alliterative
name. His last name rhymes with Lager.
Wow.
Okay, I got it. Okay, Jaromír Jágr.
Jaromír Jágr.
Jaromír Jágr. And nobody gets any points for that because we had to throw you so many clues.
Yeah, you had to get
and
a lot
all of you have to buy me lagers.
Yes,
all right,
lagers for
I
Aaron.
Got you, Aaron.
All right,
Gosh, man.
Moving on. Aaron, what is our score update here?
Yep, give me a minute here. I got to
Yeah.
It's funny, the Flyers threw me off because when I thought of recent Flyers, I thought of that Roenick, that team where they composed a bunch. I didn't think of Jágr.
Yeah, he was there.
I saw his face in my head.
Pittsburgh is the team you'd think of for Jágr.
Right, exactly.
I saw his face in my head. I just didn't. No name came.
Wait, Aaron, you said, and the other thing that threw me off, you said his name starts with a G. Jágr starts with a J.
Definitely starts with a J.
And the last name starts with a J, right?
You said it comes after F.
That's what threw me off.
We need to know our ABCs.
If you said J, I think we would have gotten it correct.
Aaron doesn't know his ABCs.
Alphabet controversy. You guys are... quit blaming Aaron, guys.
Quizbusters. Quizbusters, guys. Quizbusters.
Replacement ref.
Replacement ref in there. All right.
We got Al at 40. We got Alex still at 30.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Changing the guard here.
Baby.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here,
this question. Here we go. Another toss-up. Earlier this month, one of the more famous landmarks in college football fell victim to vandalism. Originally from Death Valley, California, it has become synonymous with Clemson Tiger tradition, where players touch it before every game and have since 1967. In early June, a couple bandits stole a portion of it. What is this iconic college football landmark? Oh, man.
Crickets, crickets.
Quick to the buzzer. Crickets. Nobody's quick.
Crickets. Have you pushed yet? I haven't pushed yet. You want to push?
If I push, I'd be talking on the air right now. I haven't pushed. Pushed yet.
Well.
But now you are.
Are we going to save this one, too?
Bag it, man.
All right.
Save it. Let's save it.
All right, let's break into some of these.
Can you give us the program, or would that give it away?
Clemson.
Clemson.
Oh, it's a Clemson program. Oh. And it's a landmark at Clemson.
Yes. They run down a hill, and they also do this.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to save,
They run down the hill. They're in Death Valley.
Clemson's a team that certainly has had a lot of trouble, too, over the last five,
and they touch
six
this
years.
Thing. They touch it.
Right.
I don't know.
All right. We'll save it. We'll save that one for later. Let's.
Wow.
I think we're almost ready to dive into some.
You know what? I'm
going to
just take a guess. I'm just going to take a guess at it. At least guess. I mean, it can't hurt.
Hold the phone.
So you're saying this is a landmark of Clemson, of the Clemson Tiger, Clemson University.
Clemson tradition. This is one of their biggest things.
And it's a thing they all touch?
Yes.
Now, this seems very obvious, and this is probably.
They touch a tiger.
This is. Well, I was going to say a tiger because it's a Clemson
tiger. It is not a tiger.
Yeah, at least I guess.
A live tiger.
It's not LSU. They don't actually have a tiger.
Come on. At least I guess it. Come on.
They touch a live tiger. That's brave, right?
Pretty impressive if they
hey,
did.
Mike Tyson can do it.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true. It's his pet. All right, let's move on. All right, I think we're ready to break into the lightning round here just because we have so many bonus questions that weren't accessed. Now, I'm going to spoil that last one. Howard's Rock.
Oh. I would have never got that.
Remember hearing about it. I don't think we would have forgotten.
Part of it was stolen. Not quite as newsworthy as those trees in Alabama, but it was pretty.
Part of the rock is
stolen. They just took part of the rock. I don't. Gotcha. And there's video of them dancing around the truck after they stole it, which is a sure sign of a grade A criminal there.
How about Hernandez? I think that's even the bigger sign.
Oh, huge. Yeah. I left him out because I thought that'd be too easy. But all
okay,
right,
so now we enter the lightning round. Matt, explain what the lightning round is.
Let's
lightning
do the
lightning.
I'm just going to rattle off questions. They're all going to be toss-ups. There's no sort of unlocking any bonus questions just because these are all bonus questions. At least they were intended to be. So we will roll through them as quickly as possible. You'll give me your answer. We'll move on to the next one. They're all worth 10 points. We'll make them 10 points.
Do we all have to buzz in?
Yes, you have to buzz in for every question.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
Leading off. This is from the category Athletes and the Law. No stranger to strange stories, this loudmouth former NFL wide receiver has become more of a tabloid fixture than ever after being sentenced to 30 days in jail by a judge who was not amused by a playful butt slap of his attorney. Already in trouble for a probation violation, the former Bengal and Patriot wideout was released a week later after apologizing to the disrespected judge.
That was Al. And do remember, this is the lightning round, so I don't believe you have to finish the question.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Chad Johnson.
Oh, wow. Everybody knows Chad Johnson.
Yeah,
that's mine.
Okay. Chad Johnson.
But Matt does not have to finish the question for you to chime
right.
in.
Beautiful.
Part of the beauty of the lightning.
Perfect. But I got that. Forgot I know it's Chad Johnson. Okay. Everybody in my
I knew it after
Chad
the second,
Johnson.
The first sentence.
My grandma knew that question before it was even answered, so let's go.
It's
Chad Johnson.
Chad Johnson, 10 points, Al. All right, next question. Get ready, guys. Buzz in whenever you know it. In a story that seems oddly similar to those of a few years ago, this seemingly always in trouble cornerback was caught on video throwing a punch at a woman outside a bar.
Alex?
Dang. Yeah, that is Pac-Man Jones.
Pac-Man Jones.
Yes. Okay.
10 points for Alex. All right, moving on. Another athlete in trouble with the law. In what is hopefully the final step in a strange downward spiral, the mother of this former NFLer.
Al has chimed in.
Oh, wow.
A little too early.
A little too early.
It's the
it's the mother of his child. The mother of the player's child.
The mother of the player's child.
Right.
Is he playing now?
Former NFLer.
I buzzed in way too early.
He did. He did buzz in too early.
I got this. I got this. The mother.
You know exactly who it is.
The mother. Is the mother's name or the NFL player?
The player's name.
This is the player's name.
Who's, you know, baby mama came out and got a restraining
order. So we need to get the player or the mom?
You need to get the player.
Okay. Well, I know that there have been issues with
the baby mama.
I know. I mean, can I guess? Is this okay to guess?
Hold on. No. It's still mine, right? Still mine.
Al did ring in, but for a lightning round, this is taking an awfully long time.
The baby mama.
Round's got to be quick.
Yeah, this is all about precision, guys.
The baby mama, she filed a restraining order against this player in the NFL.
Yes.
That's got to be.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm winning, guys.
Suspense is killing me.
Yeah. So time was up like 4 minutes
ago. All right.
All right.
Alex.
Alex.
All right. I think it's Chad Johnson again.
You are incorrect.
Well, you know, he did have a restraining order against him.
Let me finish this question. Let me finish this question, and you guys are going to hate yourselves. All right. The mother of his child was granted a permanent restraining order against the receiver, the latest in a long line of legal troubles for the former Boise State standout.
Oh, man.
That saw him arrested twice in one day in mid-May.
Titus
Young. We've already forgotten about Titus Young.
That was a great question.
That's a lesson to not buzz in so early.
Exactly. That's
the
danger.
I buzzed in on baby mama, and it was like, what?
The danger of the lightning round. It'll get you. All right. Now, the next category that we didn't quite get to, another athletes in the law. This is athletes in the law, too. A lot of athletes getting in trouble this month, guys, so let's keep rolling. In a story that surprisingly didn't end in jail time, this diminutive running back was involved in an altercation over Memorial Day weekend. In late June, the state's attorney's office announced it would not be charging him with a crime. Similar to Pac-Man Jones, at least part of the incident was caught on tape, but apparently not enough for the court to bring any charges. Which is good for him and his team. The three-time Pro Bowler is arguably the only bright spot on an otherwise struggling franchise. And he also had a cameo on the FX show, The League.
And you said he's a running back?
He is a running back.
For an NFL team.
And he is short. He's a great fantasy player. And that's the last clue I'm going to give you.
Great fantasy player.
On a terrible team.
And only bright spot for a team.
I'm stuck. How tall is he? You said he's short.
He's very short.
He's 5'9", you said?
He is, I think, even shorter than that.
Shorter than 5'9".
Next question.
Yeah, should we just move on?
Well,
yeah.
Actually, I think I know it. I'm going to take a guess. Is it LeGarrette Blount?
You are incorrect. He's very tall, I think. I'm almost positive. But this is...
I'm thinking back
his, from... His initials are close to a beer.
A beer?
Yes. And his nickname is his three initials.
Maurice Jones-Drew.
There it is. MJD.
Boom, baby.
Okay, we're going to give it to him just because we got to get some points out of here.
Yes. Oh, come on. No, MJD. That gave it away.
No, I didn't.
All right, next lightning round question. Let's make this extra lightning-y. This Hall of Fame basketball player recently popped into news cycles when reports broke out from Malibu that he was involved in a physical altercation with a fan. No charges were filed. Investigators are looking into the altercation, which stemmed from an apparently intrusive autograph seeker.
I did it. It's Scottie Pippen.
It is Scottie Pippen. Nicely done. That was very quick. All right, next one. While not actual law enforcement, the NCAA recently reprimanded this polarizing shooting guard for inappropriate gestures made in last March's NCAA tournament. No stranger to inappropriate gestures, he frequently made headlines for his on- and off-court antics during his breakout season, in which he led his conference in scoring at over 20 points per game. Who is this terrifying, controversial guard?
And he's in college.
He is in college.
What school does he go to?
I'll give you the conference. He played in the SEC. He was a breakout player.
I'll take a guess. I mean, let me just ask you this. Can you give us if he is in the NBA draft right now?
No.
He's not. He's still there.
He is still in college.
Because I was going to... never mind. It's tough.
That's tough. I don't know it.
Next question.
All right.
What are we, Mark D'Antonio here?
next question.
He's just moving us along. All right.
Next question.
These are your last three of the bonus questions. So this is your last three of the lightning round. This category was called Twidiots, and it's people who do dumb things on Twitter.
I like that. All I like that a lot. Twidiots.
This star quarterback in a football-crazy state and conference recently ruffled feathers after sending out a tweet saying that BS like this is why I can't wait to leave College Station. Ooh, Al.
Al.
Johnny Football.
Johnny Football. Johnny Manziel.
College Station gave it away.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. 10
I
points.
Remember that one. That was funny.
All right. Next question. A sprinter turned bobsledder. This Olympian.
So hold on, Matt. How many points are these?
10.
These are 10 points. Okay. Aaron was confused. He's got it. All replacement right. ref. We got him. Well,
a sprinter turned bobsledder. This Olympian got serious flack for posting a Vine video, or maybe it's just a Vine, of her apparently.
Ow.
Lolo Jones.
Lolo Jones is correct.
I believe she's up for an ESPY, too.
Ten more points.
She is.
It's possible. All right.
I voted the other day, actually.
Did you vote for her?
I did, too. Me, too.
Yep. I think I did.
Well, there you go. I'll add that. Alex voted for her for her S.
Yeah, very, very important. Very important to put that down.
All right. Last question of this lightning round. No stranger to controversy, this Winnipeg Jet tweeted his way into trouble during this year's NBA Finals, suggesting a Heat player played like, quote, a fairy. After engaging in several arguments through the site defending his use of the term, he eventually changed his tune and apologized for the remarks. Who is this talented young player with a propensity to stick his foot in his mouth, at least through Twitter?
You said he's a Winnipeg Jet?
He's a Winnipeg Jet.
Winnipeg Jet.
I don't think I can name five players on the Winnipeg Jets, to be honest with you.
Man.
Well, he's one of them. This was designed to trip you guys up. This was one of my landmines in here.
This is.
I think it's doing its job.
A tough one. Winnipeg Jet.
Winnipeg Jet.
Question is jutting away from us.
It really is.
I'm gonna not answer it, to be honest.
Okay.
Let's go the round. Let's end the round clean.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. It is Evander Kane.
Oh, Evander Kane.
Oh,
Evander Kane.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I read about that one.
All
right.
So now that's I believe that wraps up all the questions I have. So we will move to our final Jeopardy-ish question. This is our final question. Now, you can wager any points you have on this question. Now, Aaron, what do they have to wager with? What is the final score going into this?
Al, you have, let's see, 15, 16, 70. Al, you have 75.
Okay.
Which is pretty good. Pretty good.
It's decent.
Alex, you are a little bit behind.
Uh-oh.
A little bit. Is it as much as 12 points like in the summer?
You only have 50.
Okay.
75 to 50. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're down 25.
Okay. 25.
So wager accordingly, fellas.
Now, the final Jeopardy isn't going to be an easy piece, right?
This is going to be tough.
This is going to be a tough one.
Okay. It's not an easy.
You're going to have to give me more than one answer. There's not going to be just one answer. I'm going to ask you to list some guys. All right, are we ready?
Do we get partial points?
No, you have to get them all right
to get
awarded. That's why you're wagering carefully.
Might as well risk it all, to be honest. All
right.
Okay, so what we'll do, Matt, you say the question.
We're going to take a quick break. Perfect.
And then come back. All
give
right.
you guys time to think.
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
Go ahead.
Name the active NBA players who are of Canadian heritage who were drafted in the first round of the NBA draft. I want five.
Of this year's NBA draft.
Not this year's.
Of any
active player who is from Canada who was picked in the first round of the draft.
I think I can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Go for it.
That's the question. We're going to come right back. We're going to wrap up things. That's our wager question, folks. Stick around. More Current Sports is next.
On the next Fresh Air, an interview with Carole King, and we'll listen to her demo recordings of her early songs. Last month, she received the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song from the Library of Congress during a performance at the White House paying tribute to her songs. Join us.
That's Fresh Air coming up at 3 o'clock. All right, welcome back to Current Sports. I'm your host,
Al Martin, and we have decided to move on to our last. It is trivia day, ladies and gents. This is our last section of trivia, we're doing. This is the wager round where you wager as much points as we have. I have 75. Alex has 50.
50.
He has 50. How much are you wagering? First of all, read that question one more time.
All right, one more time.
Yeah.
name at least five active NBA players who were first round picks who are Canadian.
Okay, how much you wagering, Alex?
Well, I already wrote down what I'm wagering.
Yeah,
I don't want
really.
Alex wrote it down. Al, decide. Why don't you tell us what you are wagering?
I'm going to wager. I'll wager 20.
Okay.
Smart, because I'm wagering 20.
Also wagering 20. So this could go either way.
Okay.
Now,
wow,
Alex, are you writing them down?
I'm writing them down. I'm trying to think. I have three.
All right.
You want to go first, Alex? Be my guest.
Wow. I think we need some more time. That's tough.
It's tough,
a toughie. That's why it's the final question.
Could name about two that I can think of.
This is hilarious.
Okay. I'm the NBA guy.
Al, once you get your five written down, hand me your piece of paper.
All right. I think I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm going with it.
So now, Alex, you're just going to say them. Al has written them down because I don't want any cheating here. So Al's turning in his answers.
I've
got to
go first. You wrote down five?
I wrote down five.
You got to
go
first.
The NBA is my thing, so.
It's my thing, too, but, yeah, that's tough. I can only vote two.
It's a tough one.
It's really tough.
All right, Alex, what do you got?
Of course, it's Steve Nash.
Steve Nash.
Yep.
Obviously.
I'm telling you, I need more time with this, man.
Now, two were picked last night.
Well, I know there's that Frenchman from the Spurs, and he didn't play in Canada, did he? So do they have to play in
Canada?
They
do not have to play in Canada. They just have to
be originally from Canada.
Lived in Canada or have Canadian citizenship, because there's a couple that are kind of
drafted in the first round.
In the first round.
Do any of them have Canadian citizenship yet played in college in the United States?
Yes, several. Steve Nash did.
Right.
Yep.
And you play college basketball.
Yep. Santa Clara.
I'm going to be silent right here because I don't want to give you anything.
So if I get one wrong, do I get the whole question wrong?
Yes. That's a risky run.
That is very risky. I'm going to go with Alex Len is one.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, you're not going to tell me that's right?
You're going to have to name me five.
Oh. Well, you said Steve Nash was right.
That's two right now.
Well, I mean, everybody knows Steve Nash is right.
Yeah.
That's two out of five.
It's a no-brainer.
I'm just going to hope that Al Martin gets this question. Well, it wouldn't even matter if he gets it wrong, because he'd still win.
Yeah.
So I just have to guess. Just keep guessing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, are there a lot in the NBA that are from Canada? Are there a significant amount? Or not really?
Not really. Not that we're drafted in the first round. But a lot of them have been fairly recent.
I think the ones I have.
Oh, see, that's going to get me.
I feel like I'm grading a paper. It's like a final or something.
This is too bad. I got to hand in the cards to Al Martin, I think. I think that's it.
Okay.
I think that's it. Gosh. I want to see if Al gets it right.
Okay.
You know NBA is my thing, I think.
Al.
Let's see.
I'm impressed. All right, number five, Andrew Nicholson.
Oh, Andrew Nicholson.
Yes, that is correct.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
Drafted by the Magic, I believe, last season. I think what do I have here? Number 19 in 2012. Okay, moving on. Tristan Thompson, also correct.
He has Canadian citizenship?
He was the fourth overall pick in 2011.
Get out of here.
2011.
Tristan Thompson has Canadian citizenship.
He has Steve Nash at number three.
Okay.
He was the 15th pick in the 1996 draft. That's correct.
Wow,
3 for 3. This is intense. Samuel Dalembert. I am so excited that somebody got Sam Dalembert.
He's Canadian.
Yeah. 2001. Yeah. He is originally from Haiti, but he has Canadian citizenship.
Come
he
on.
Was drafted 25th in 2001.
One more.
And then last but not least, you have Joel Anthony.
Joel Anthony. First round?
He is Canadian.
Not in the first round.
Second
no!
round.
No! Oh, yes, my. I could have swore Joel Anthony was the first round.
Oh, that is awesome. No,
wow.
Second round pick.
Do I get like
that's
a...
great. I feel like, I mean, you're going to win anyway.
Yeah, it's
so,
yours.
So you're fine. But that was as close as you can get without getting
wow.
it right. That was great.
That was great, Al. Very impressive.
Okay, now you could have also put Corey Joseph.
I was
for
thinking,
the Spurs.
I was thinking
he
about Corey
Joseph. He was the 29th pick in 2011.
Right.
And last night, Kelly Olynyk. out of Gonzaga.
Oh,
Al, do you stalk some of these players?
When it comes to NBA, man, I like read. I have Slam magazine through the house. I've got. You should see my browsers.
And then,
browsers.
Guys, number one overall pick, Anthony Bennett. Canadian.
Oh,
come on,
okay,
guys.
Right.
That was the one. That was the one that everybody missed. But
so I get it. I don't get any points for that, but I still
beat
Alex.
You do not get
Alex.
Any points, but I'm you still win. Winner. What is the final score, Aaron?
Final score is?
Well, if you don't get any points, then it's 75-50 in Al's favor.
There it is.
There we go, baby.
75-50.
I'm 1-0.
To give you a little short history lesson, as Aaron, the our engineer behind the glass, and I were with the legendary Earl Robinson, Earl often did picks with Drew Sharp and Jack Ebling once a week on Fridays. I'm sure, Matt, you knew this too as a WKR employee.
Right.
Earl was always the guy that was dead last. Every time he was the bad luck curse of the Spartans. And I think we found a new last placed competitor, which is Alex Shark, on Current Sports.
Wow, calling yourself
out. Calling
himself
right out, man.
Wow.
Okay, well, this is fun,
guys. Continuing the Earl legacy.
Continuing the Earl legacy.
Earl, if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about.
All right, well, in honor of the NBA draft, which occurred last night, we have something special for you all. Check it out.
With the first pick in the 2013 NBA draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select... Anthony Bennett of Toronto, Canada, and the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. With the eighth pick in the 2013 NBA draft, the Detroit Pistons select Kentavious Caldwell-Pope from the University of Georgia. In the 2013 NBA draft, the Minnesota Timberwolves select Trey Burke from the University of Michigan.
Interesting. So it was a fun night last night. I mean, everyone was just flabbergasted at the entire NBA draft. I don't think anybody, if you got your top 10 right, I'm very impressed. But as you just heard, the Pistons select Georgia shooting guard Kentavious Caldwell-Pope in the first round of 2013 NBA draft last night. Trey Burke, they had a chance to get him, guys, but they passed on him. Caldwell-Pope averaged 18.5 points, 7.1 rebounds per game during his sophomore season where he was named SEC's Player of the Year. Looking forward to see how that turns out. Trey Burke was chosen to go to Utah. With the ninth pick. Guys, what do you guys, final thoughts on the NBA draft last night, real quick.
I'm glad the Pistons finally got somebody who can shoot. It looked like he was on a team by himself at Georgia. Hopefully it'll pan out.
Yeah, but you know what, on the other side of it, of course, Alex, of course, giving the other side.
Yeah.
Remember what happened when we took Darko? I'm not saying this is a Darko, completely
right.
different kind of player.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, the Pistons have had luck in recent years of getting guys to fall. This might be that one year where a Trey Burke may pan out to be something special.
I really hate to see it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
I really think looking at Trey Burke, of course, me with Channel 6, when I was at Channel 6, I got a chance to go to a lot of games and see Trey Burke in action in person. Remember the steal that he had on Keith Appling out at out in Ann Arbor.
Right
there. I couldn't believe it. I mean, Trey Burke put on a show, and to see him lead Michigan to the NCAA final championship, I mean, that was unbelievable. Trey Burke is special. He's going to be special in the NBA. Really disappointed the Pistons didn't go through with getting him. I think he would have been a great asset to the Pistons organization. But as you said, Matt, the Pistons need everything right now.
Yep.
More specifically, they need a shooter as well. They need a point guard. Don't get me wrong. Trey Burke would have been an excellent pick. And I was really upset. I'm not going to lie. When they chose Caldwell Pope over Burke, I was a little upset. But then evaluating things and looking at what the Pistons need, I can definitely see Pope, you know, being a nice addition to the team. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how this pans out, guys.
Yeah, it was a crazy draft, that's for sure.
Crazy, crazy draft, guys. Also want to note that Rasheed Wallace
may be joining Maurice Cheeks' coaching staff for the Pistons.
Wow.
Interesting news, guys. Interesting stuff. All right, well, before we leave, special thanks to everyone that contributed to today's episode of Current Sports. Alex Shari and Matt Lucky, you guys are great. My production assistants, intern Mike Corey, engineer Aaron Young, Peter Worf, our station manager here at WKR. Thanks for tuning in to our very first Trivia Day. I'm 1-0, folks. 1-0. Have a fantastic weekend. You can listen to Current Sports with me, Al Martin, on WKAR East Lansing and WKAR FM HD3 East Lansing. Hey, be easy, people.